Welcome to Skin Deep. I'm Dr. Anna Chacon, and today we have a very special guest joining us. Get ready for some expert insights you won't want to miss. Let's dive right in.
So actress Erica Medina joins Skin Deep, our podcast, to share her on-set beauty secrets, skincare must-haves, and lessons from life in the spotlight. All right. Thank you, Erica. If you want to introduce yourself a little bit about who you are, and then we'll dive right into questions.
Sure. My name is Erica Medina. I am an actress model. I am located in Los Angeles, and I've been in the business for quite a bit. I wouldn't say a good like 16, 17 years.
Okay, awesome. And thank you so much for being on our show for the podcast. It won't be aired. It'll be aired a couple weeks from now. How has working in the beauty focused world of Disney influenced your approach to skincare, beauty routines, and just everyday style?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think it was a good rule of thumb as a teenager to get on top of prepping, you know, your skin when we're that young. You know, we think we're going to be young forever, so we never really do the preventative things, but I've always been on top of like washing my face, and you know, because that was actually a really bad habit that I used to have. I used to sleep in my makeup, and I'm embarrassed to even say, but it was a really bad habit. And I've been blessed with good skin genetically, so I've never really had to worry about like acne or anything like that. But then when I got a little older, started to like break out here and there, and then I was like, okay, gotta come up with a little skin routine. So then I kind of started dabbling into like different types of moisturizers or retinol, vitamin C, things like that. So especially being in this industry, you just sit in that makeup chair for quite a bit, and they put a bunch of products, you know, heavy makeup, especially when you're on camera. So it's definitely a good idea to have a good skin routine in the industry.
Awesome. And then a couple other things, because I'm listening to your last name, Medina. It's Hispanic, but just like mine. Chacon's my last name. Tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and how you transitioned basically into Hollywood. Because there isn't a lot of diversity out there. There isn't, just like my career as a physician. Yeah. I'm a dermatologist. It's the second least diverse specialty. Very hard for me. I looked around when I was applying, and nobody looked like me. So, yeah. I definitely know that Hollywood can be challenging for someone who's, you know, of a different background.
Yeah, of course.
Tell us about your roots.
So both of my parents are, were born in Mexico. I was born here. So, where do I begin? Okay, so I basically grew up in Anaheim, California, not far from LA. I knew I wanted to be an actor since I was 4 years old. Most of the kids would run to their TV on Saturday morning to watch Tom and Jerry. I was running to the TV to watch I Love Lucy. That's what got me. She was just so beautiful and funny. And I saw her on the screen. And I remember as a child, I still have this memory, which is so weird because I'm 40 now. I remember watching her and just being like, oh my God, she's so funny. And she's gorgeous. Oh, she's both. Like, I want to do that. I want to make people laugh. I want to entertain. So that's what got me kind of on my actor journey. And usually, you know, when kids are growing up, one minute, you know, we're changing our minds every 5 minutes. One minute they want to be a doctor, the next a teacher, and that's just never left me. So my parents always knew, like, okay, she's really gonna pursue this. So after high school, I moved closer to LA, started auditioning, found agents, and started doing photo shoots, and then it kind of snowballed from there. I just kind of figured it out as I went. There was really no rule book. There's no one way to get in the industry. You just kind of got to find your way in and just, you know, work and network and just do all the things to keep that momentum going, the stability and the consistency, which is really hard in the industry because it's just ever so changing, especially with, you know, strikes and whatnot. So I really kept just my focus and pursuing this after all these years. And I think the little wins keep you going, you know, because there's times when you're auditioning so much, you're not landing anything. And then you'll land one thing and you're like, it's just that one little piece, like a small win is just a win. It's still a win regardless. And you're just like, okay, I got to keep going. So that's pretty much how I've been maintaining my my journey, my acting journey, but also learning, you know, that the skincare thing is so important in the industry. And I had to learn, I never really gave it much thought, skincare, until I started doing this for a living and started dealing with different weather, traveling different places, different climates, and just seeing how different my skin reacts in certain places, whether it's like, you know, I developed like even like eczema, like in the winter months, I get really dry. So then I have to kind of find a very good moisturizer that's really going to hydrate my skin. So, and I'm still learning products as I go. I love exploring different products to see what works for me and what doesn't. So I don't really have like a Bible of what I follow. I just kind of start using products, and if it works for me, cool. I keep it in the rotation. If not, I just get it out of the rotation and move on to the next thing. So, you know, it also helps to have friends that are estheticians. So if anything funky goes on, or if I have any skin questions, that they're a good resource to have. And also staying on top of my facials, I love this. There's this skin spa in Melrose that I absolutely adore called Maison d'Emily, and they do, you know, my facial treatments there. So they've been really great at keeping my skin game up.
Okay, awesome. And do you also act in Spanish, given your background? And
you know what, I can. I haven't had a project in Spanish as of yet. I do audition for commercials in Spanish because I do hablo español también, so I do both. All my things thus far have been in the English market. I have done some things in Spanish. Haven't dived into like movies or TV yet. I've done some appearances back in the day on Spanish shows. I grew up, you know, watching Spanish novelas and Sábado Gigante, and you know, grew up with Talía and Shakira when they were novelas back in the day. So I'm definitely, that's something that I would definitely love to do. I am a proud Mexican, and I am fluent in Spanish, but I feel like lately I haven't been using my Spanish as much. So I gotta freshen that up a little bit. I will say it does take me a little longer to memorize in Spanish, because English was like, you know, we spoke a lot of Spanish in the house, but it's, you know, it's Mexican Spanish, it's slang. So it's a different type of Spanish that from the Spanish you see on TV. So it's definitely challenged me in a good way to stay within my roots and stay on top of knowing my native tongue.
Okay, awesome. Let's see. Tell us a little bit about what some of your favorite memories are for your time as a Disney actress and in your career.
Oh, gosh. Well, I started, Disney was actually my first TV appearance. I did an episode of Hannah Montana, and that one was really fun. That was my first speaking role on TV, which was super exciting because I grew up being a Disney kid. I had all the VHS tapes. If you guys can remember VHS tapes, we had the whole Disney collection. So that was definitely a dream come true. And I was a huge, you know, Hannah Montana was so popular, and I was just excited to be a part of it. It was one episode, but it was really a great experience. And then down the line, I auditioned for Cheaper by the Dozen, and I landed that one as well. So that was a nice way to come back into the Disney family. And I had a lot of fun shooting it. It was a great time. And I'm just really glad to be still doing this after all these years and still going for the dream.
Awesome. And was anyone in your family in acting? I know LA and California. I went to USC for residency.
That's the funny part. No, I don't have any connections to the industry. So it was really, it's not like I had like an actor uncle or aunt or whatever. So I feel like it took a lot more research for me because I was like, okay, I know what I want to do. And back then we did not have nearly like the resources we have now. Like we have Google and, you know, so many search engines and whatnot, but and resources at our fingertips with our phones. We did it, you know, it was a little bit different for me. I was like going through the yellow pages, like, okay, where can I take like an acting class or you know, but my mom actually found an acting school for me when I was a kid. And that's what got me, okay, cool. It just, those little steps, me dio a mí más ánimo to just keep going and to pursue it and actually see it as a possibility because I didn't have anybody to guide me or hook me up in the industry. I didn't have any relatives. So it was also kind of strange for my parents to be like, where on earth did she get this idea? Because it was just so out there because I didn't have anybody in the industry. But I loved watching TV so much as a kid. And I love the different types of shows and the different forms of programming. And especially now with, you know, streaming, and there's like reality shows now and docuseries and whatnot. You know, there's a lot more types of acting to do. And I just find it more exciting to chase. And it's a really funny question for me to be like, I don't have anybody in the industry. Even now I get people sometimes that ask me for advice, and sometimes I don't even know what to tell them. And I'm not trying to gatekeep or anything. All I do is tell them how I did it. And that's all I can do. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a very hard industry. And I know it's gotten, you know, more out there with, especially social media, and which I think is a great tool, because then people are being more discovered through social media around the world, that, you know, you get opportunities that you wouldn't normally get back when I was getting started, you know. So it's you got to move with the times and learn the technology, and I'm learning to just embrace everything and take it day by day, and just really loving what I'm doing is pushing me to keep it going.
Awesome. And then what challenges did you face as a young actress in entertainment, and how did you work to overcome them?
There's definitely a lot of challenges. I didn't know how to break into the industry. I was like, how do I tap into what I want to do? It's not like you just pick up the phone and call CAA and be like, yeah, I need an agent. Okay, cool. We'll sign you. You know, and I didn't know how to go about it. I just knew I wanted it, and I knew it was going to happen. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to figure it out. You know, I didn't really have a game plan, but I just knew that I had the work ethic, I had the gumption, I had the passion for it. So to pursue it. But I will say I found a way in, which was really not conventional, I guess. I submitted photos to a magazine, a men's magazine, and they called me and they put me in the magazine, and that's how I got in. Cause that's when I started doing more photo shoots. And then I had mentioned to somebody that I wanted to do acting as well. And they happened to have a friend who was an agent at a boutique agency, and they signed me. And that's how I got started on auditioning and landed Hannah Montana, which was, it was unconventional, but at the same time, it's like, I got it through knowing someone. That's why it's like, these little jobs really matter. These opportunities, like, never knock an opportunity or think like, oh, this is not what I want to do, or this is not at the level I want to be at, or whatever. Because you never know who you can meet there, and it could just snowball into another opportunity. That's pretty much how my journey has been. I have met someone, and then I got the agent, and then that agent got me Hannah Montana. Then from there, another bigger agency saw me, because I had left that agent at the time. I was agentless, and then they grabbed me up, and then that's when I got 90210 and How I Met Your Mother. And just, you know, just through my modeling, also traveling, meeting other friends, traveling around, meeting new people. My model friends that I would travel with, I did the Monster Energy circuit for a good while and traveled a lot with a bunch of models, and just meeting them and networking with each other, doing projects together, and just introducing one another to other people and helping each other out. So you just build a little community for yourself, and whatever help you get, you just make sure you handle it with care, be grateful, and most importantly, pay it forward to the next person, because I know what that's like to not have, you know, resources or not knowing how to do something. So if I can, you know, elevate myself, but in the process, look behind me and be like, who's behind me? Okay, this is how we do it, because we do need to build that community, especially like you said, we're not as represented as we need to be. So I think it's very important to help each other in the process.
Awesome. And how do you balance your personal life with demands of being in entertainment and being, you know, anyone can Google you and see how big you are. How do you keep your life personal, your personal life separate?
I'm pretty private. I do share, but I share what I want to share. Like there's you know, social media, it's so easy to just share your entire life. And, you know, I'm I grew up in the pre-social media generation. Like we're in the in-between where we discovered it. So I got to live both sides. It is a great tool, but I love having a little bit just for me. I love having my personal life to myself and just, you know, and I mean, I do share, I'm not completely closed off. I mean, I share with my friends, my close friends and my family, like, you know, my circle, if you will. But I also think it's important to show people, you have to show people your personal side because it humanizes us. You have to show people that I also have regular date things that everybody else goes through. And we're all just trying to live a good life, chase the dream, find what makes us happy, fall in love, whatever the case is. And it is a balance. In the beginning of my career, I remember everything was just, I mean, I'm a Capricorn. Everything's work. Everything, like whatever was happening in my life, work was number one, no matter what. And I'm talking like weddings, funerals. If I was working, I unfortunately was so like, nope, I'm so focused. I would miss out on so many family events and because I was just so work focused. And as I got a little older, I realized that these are moments that I missed that I'm not going to get back. Like I missed the birth of my little brother because I was like, I got to work. I had a job assignment at the time. And obviously, you know, you got to stay paid and paying your bills and whatnot. But you also have to know when the important moments are gonna come and not come again, and balance that. Okay, you know what? Let me take this weekend off and go with this person and go visit them or for weddings or just any celebratory, just any monumental moments. Because I did miss a few of them, and all I can do now is correct it and find a balance for the future.
Yeah, I definitely have missed a lot of those moments as a doctor.
I mean, you get it's a you know, you live and you learn. But you know, I think I'm exactly where I need to be. I love where I'm at, and I take everything with grace and just try to have patience and just keep going. But it's, you know, some days are easier than others, but you just have to remind yourself why you're doing what you're doing. Like I legit have a list in my phone of things that I've done, like positive things. So on those days where I feel like there's not enough momentum or I'm not doing enough or I'm just having a bad day, I'll look back at that list and just remind myself, like, look at what you've done, keep going. And that's what you got to find, these little things that, you know, motivate you and inspire you and just keep you going, because no one's going to motivate you more than yourself. And it's great to have, I have incredible people in my life that I can call if I need anything, or just to inspire me if I'm having a bad day, or just people that, you know, on the days, there have been a few days where I'm like, this isn't working. And people are just like, you're not quitting. You've been doing this for too long. Stop. I know you love this. Keep going. You're just having a bad day. And those are the people that kind of get me through. And, you know, it's just, you know, and it is a balance, you know, and I'm learning that now. And I do take time for myself. I mean, I absolutely love working. But you have to know when and where, like what's worth missing moments. And I mean, obviously if it's a big opportunity that's going to be like life changing, or for something that I really want to do and I'm passionate about as far as projects go, then obviously I can decide like, okay, I really want to do this, or I'm going to take time off and go be with family right now. Or, you know, I just want to be home this weekend, or whatever the case is. Or if I'm just having like, I also have anxiety. So mentally, I just get really bobbled up here. So then I'm like, you know, I do take my, there are days where I'm just like, you know what, today's done. I put my phone down and I'm like, I'm just taking the day and just give myself a mental break that day. And the next day I just get back up and fresh new day, start all over.
Awesome. And is it really common, I'm not from LA, but I have worked there. Is it really common for everyone to have an agent? What sorts of challenges, how do they help, and what challenges do you have if you don't?
I mean, for acting, agents absolutely help, because they are the ones that have relationships with casting directors, and they are the ones that submit for jobs. They are like, you know, they're the middlemen that they'll let you know, okay, you have an audition. They do the negotiating and stuff like that. So you absolutely need an agent. I do know that, I think Bill Murray, he's like, I find him so iconic, because I think he would book movies in the 90s and like did not have an agent, which I found very bizarre. But I mean, I don't know how he did it, but he was doing it. So So yeah, but you definitely need an agent. I have an agent, I have a manager. And I know, you know, down the line, I would love, you know, people get like publicists or whatever, or, you know, social media managers. And, you know, you just, you build your team as you go. And you just, you know, hopefully you got the right people around you that are going to guide you. And, you know, you gotta just keep a good head on your shoulders and know why you're in it. And just, yeah, just, you know, be a good person and have good intentions and just be around good people that know what they're doing and that are going to guide you. But yeah, agents are absolutely important. I mean, I would dare say they're vital for your career because they're the ones that get you auditions and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Excellent. And then, what types of projects are you most passionate about now?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I really love, I mean, TV and film are my two, like, obviously those are the ones I want to do. I've been going, the projects I have gone have been more towards comedy. I would love to do a drama, and I'm even looking at like independent projects. Those are, you know, I would love to do some, cool projects that end up like in festivals. Like I would love to do like Cannes or Sundance. I think that would be a really incredible experience. So I'm just trying to, you know, climb that little Hollywood mountain and see where I belong. I do, you know, you just have to know there's a place for you, and you gotta create that space for yourself and be very clear as to who you want to be as a person, that as an actor, what kind of, you know, projects. I would love to do something that would like an inspiring movie. I love period pieces. I love comedies and drama. I would love to learn to do like stunt work. I think that would be really cool. I see, you know, actors, you know, Tom Cruise is notorious for doing his own stunts and he's psycho. I wouldn't go that far. I'm not that adventurous, but I would like to learn, you know, some stunt work would be cool. I think another thing I find exciting about this industry is that when you get a role, you sometimes have to learn something new. Like, you know, Jenna Ortega, when she did Wednesday, she had to learn to play, you know, the cello or sword fighting. Like, I found that so fascinating. I was like, oh, you get to learn really cool skills that you would never really learn for a role. But then you leave that project having those skills and you get to carry that on to the next thing or just in life or to the next project. So, I mean, I'm pretty open to anything and just, whatever is going to fuel my fire and keep me passionate, I'm all for it. I've been wanting to do this self-sport, like I said. So whatever God's going to throw at me, like, let's go. I'm ready.
Awesome. Okay. And then what are some of the lessons you've learned from time acting and how do you carry these with you today?
Wow. Acting has taught me so much about myself. There's been times where, like, okay, if I get a role, you have to obviously do research and delve into a whole other character. And I feel like sometimes I never understood. I would always hear some actors like that character just stays with them forever and it becomes a part of them. And I never really understood what that meant until I started acting myself. And then you develop these little nuances for characters. And then even after you leave the project, I do understand what they mean by like we do kind of carry that with you, and you learn more about yourself as a person because you're delving into these other characters, but then you come back to you. And even as I get older, I feel like I'm learning more about myself. And one of the things that I think what got me the most was I always thought we would just be adults, like we're kids, you know, we're baking, and then as soon as we're adults, we're like, okay, you're done, you're cooked or whatever. But I'm finding that as I get older, you just never stop learning and never stop growing. If we don't evolve or grow, we die. So I think me just having that, realizing that mentality, I'm just like, okay, it made it a lot easier for me to just not have to walk through life pretending to be so perfect all the time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Knowing that you're gonna make mistakes, some things are gonna work, some things aren't gonna work. You just gotta go for it and see what sticks. And and just know who you are as a person. And you know, I know the woman my parents raised. I have a good head on my shoulders, and I just got to be a good human. And just, that's my way of putting me out into the world. And just, you know, like I said, paying it forward and just being a good person. I'm just learning that we never stop learning. And I'm learning to have fun with it, because with my anxiety, it becomes a little daunting. But, you know, with that new mentality, I find that I embrace it more. I'm learning to embrace things, good and bad, because on the other side of what is it, like fear, anxiety, like on the other side of that, it's never, there's never regrets. There's never like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. It's I always come out the other side going, oh, wow, I did it. And those little moments are what get me excited for when I have obstacles or challenges. You have to be uncomfortable with, or be comfortable with being uncomfortable, as the saying goes. And that's another little mantra that I use, because it is a little daunting, you know, to get out of your comfort zone, and we're creatures of habit, you know? So any life change that comes by, or any change in general, we get a little resistant, whether it's good or bad. I'm always a little resistant to change, but I'm learning to just embrace the chaos and just enjoy it. So that's pretty much my mental state at the moment with that.
Awesome. So entertainment often demands long hours and heavy makeup. How do you manage to keep your skin healthy and yourself healthy in general under these conditions?
I mean, I definitely think it's good. It's healthy too. I'm learning to maintain just the healthy balance just in life in general, especially, you know, when you book roles and whatnot. I try to, you know, I do Pilates because that helped me physically and mentally. I'm like pretty obsessed with it right now. I love Legree, and I try to go a few times a week. And then as far as skin goes, skin's a big one, because like I said, you're sitting in that chair for hours and you get like, they put like makeup on you. So it's like, sometimes it gets really cakey and you're there for hours. You know, you can easily have a 12-hour day on set and you're sitting there with all this on your face. So I like to do some prep, like before I do some prep, obviously hydrate, face masks. I try to do like a face mask once a week. I also do like a pumpkin enzyme mask, or the what is it, those little white masks that are they are popular on TikTok, the BioDance ones. I love those masks as well. Drinking water is a major one that I learned. I didn't really like, I never was the best at drinking water. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, I used to see girls with those big water jugs and I'm like, oh my God, why? And now I get it. Now I am that girl with that big, I carry this big ass jug with me everywhere I go, just trying to drink water, because that is so, so important. You know, and also take my liquid collagen. I try to find little things that are, you know, going to help my skin. Another thing I do after I shoot, if I have nothing to do, like something, you know, you have like a couple days off or whatever, and I will be at home, I make sure to just do my normal skin routine, and I try not to wear makeup. I try not to go heavy on the makeup. Like even today, like this is my daily, and it's just like a tinted serum and mascara and just, you know, my brows. I try to keep it as light, you know, because after a while of wearing so much makeup, you're just like, you just, you know, and also I'm getting older, so I'm getting more comfortable in my own skin. So I like that. I used to be such a makeup girly. I used to shop at MAC all the time and had all sorts of makeup and would play around with it. And now I'm reaching the point in my life where I'm more about the skin. So anytime I can just take my makeup off and just sit in my skin and just hydrate, you know, whether it's my vitamin C serums or I even like that snail mucin is amazing. I just try to find things that are going to just make my skin glowy and happy. A moisturizer is a big one for me, especially in the winter, because my T-zone will get a little dry. I'll get like little dry patches here around my nose. And it's just like this little circle of like flakiness. And I get really like self-conscious about it. So I make sure to maintain a good moisturizer. I'm actually right now, I'm in the middle of the journey. I'm kind of trying different ones, but I haven't really found one that's like for me. There's a few actually, I'm lying. it's hard to find just one product because there's so many out there in the industry, and there's always, you know, there's always influencers or celebrities like, oh my God, this works for me. And like I said, I usually hit up my esthetician friends and I'll tell them like, okay, my skin's really dry. What do you recommend? Or what kind of moisturizer should I use? You just kind of find your own little roadmap of what's going to work for your skin. But I mean, that's what's been working for me. I've been pretty lucky in the skin category. So.
Awesome. Are there any products, skincare, makeup, hair care that you swear by?
Oh gosh. You know what? I'm trying to get better on my hair care as well. Now that you're saying it, like, my hair, like, this is how my hair gets it with this weather. I swear I did my hair. It's just sometimes, I don't know, it's just been getting really frizzy lately and just like extra curl. So I have to get a good like moisturizer for that. The Biodance mask is really good. The pumpkin enzyme mask, it's from this company called Dermatology. I do that mask once a week, which is amazing. Lip masks are also another thing that I've recently gotten into. I love moisturizing my lips, but also when I know when my lips are dry, that means I need to drink more water. So I also implement that as well. La Roche-Posay has been a brand that I've liked recently. Their moisturizers are face cleansers. They have a really good face cleanser. I tried them a couple months back and I haven't switched to any other one. So, you know, like I said, once I find a product that I'm like, oh, this is working, like I stick to it.
Okay, awesome. Excellent. And then how important is it for actors and actresses to have clear skin or appear like they have clear skin? Same thing with hair and nails.
It helps with the self-confidence. Like nobody wants to go, like when you're on camera, you can't, like you're acting, you're not seeing until after it's done, unless you have like someone at the Video Village watching your skin for you, like makeup or whatever. And I you know, obviously they're watching the screen at their work, but it helps to go in confident. So I think skin is definitely something, like, you know, a zit can run any day. You know, I've had friends that like, they prep for something and then like it's their wedding day and they're like, oh, I got a zit of all days. And I've had that happen to me too. Like even now I have like this little blemish that's like barely going away on my cheek and it's been there for weeks. So, I mean, you can only cover it so much with makeup, but that's why I've been trying to like let it breathe. Whenever I don't have to wear makeup, I don't. I just let my skin breathe. But I mean, yeah, you just got to find what works for you, but it definitely does help with the confidence, and you want to go in doing a good job. It's not just going in and memorizing lines. Like you're portraying a character, you have to dress a certain way, act a certain way. And you know, you want to be professional. So you want to go in with your best foot forward, and good skin is definitely an amazing start, because if you go in with bad skin, you're going to be in your head that it might, what if it shows up on camera? What if it looks weird? I personally can easily get in my head about those things. And that's why I'm learning to just have my routine to where I don't have to worry about that, where I'm just maintaining it on the regular rather than just when I'm working. And then when I'm not, like, yeah, whatever, like just maintaining that balance. So when I do get called to set, I'm like, I'm good to go. But I mean, yeah, just water, good moisturizer. You know, I like playing around with the serums. I don't really, I'm not too, I feel like I'm learning about the serums right now. I'm not too like educated on it, but I mean, that mucin, the snow mucin works. Glow Recipe makes an amazing, they have this like watermelon toner. I've tried that recently and I've loved it. I feel like it gives my skin a good glow. So I think, you know, just finding what works for you and just, you know, just it helps with the confidence. So I would definitely say it's very, very important, because, you know, you want to go in feeling good when you do a job.
Okay, awesome. And then let's see. Okay. I actually don't have a whole lot more questions. Where do you see your career taking you in the next few years? What advice would you have to others that are aspiring? I'm sure you mentor a lot of young actresses and actors. in Hollywood, especially those wanting to do Disney or wanting to break it. I was going to mention an actress I went to school with. You probably know her, who also was in novelas, who had to have voice training and all these other things, is Genesis Rodriguez. Do you know who that is? Genesis Rodriguez.
I do.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. I was like, yeah, I know that name, Genesis Rodriguez.
Yeah.
What movie did she do? I promise I know that name. I've heard that name a lot through the industry over the years. I've never met her, but yeah, I do. I heard of her. I know she's done like amazing movies. I can't think of any right now, but I have heard of her.
Yeah, Telemundo. Did you do any shows? Have you appeared on a novela? Have you thought about doing it? I think we're of the same generation where anytime I walked into my grandmother's house, there were...
Oh, yeah, you had the novela. Yes.
Yeah, the novela. Absolutely. Estaba Gigante.
Even to this day, when I go to visit my mom sometimes, like, I can't find her. And she's like, I was like, where are you, mom? She's like, oh, she's like, the novela is really good right now. And I'm like, what are you watching? Even if you don't know what the plot, it's so funny. You'll watch it and some drama's going on. You're like, wait, she did what? Like, you get sucked in for some reason. And you're like, I don't know these people. I don't know this storyline. But, you know, it sucks you in. I definitely have my, I have voice with my agent that I definitely want to do novelas. I mean, I grew up watching novelas, you know, Maria Mercedes and Mariela del Barrio and all the Marias with that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be pretty cool. It would definitely be a challenge because it would be in all Spanish, but I find that exciting, you know, and then, you know, you'd have, I know there was a, what is it? The Academia, I think, in Mexico City, is it? There's that where they train like people to do like novelas and stuff like that. I do know there they do have that program. I didn't know about it until later in life. If not, I would have loved to just I would have like applied for it myself. I just had no idea about it. But yeah, I definitely would love to do novelas. I had told my my agents on it. I told them anything in Spanish. I definitely want to be more out there with the Latino community. So I told them, you know, just make sure to keep an eye out for Spanish projects as well.
Awesome. Okay, excellent. And then let's see. Any healthcare role models or, you know, skincare brands? You talk about skincare brands already, but dermatologists that have been particularly meaningful. You talked about estheticians. We work a lot with estheticians, except they can't prescribe. You know, most of what they use is medical grade, but it's not prescription grade because it's, you know, you need a medical license for that. Any that you particularly bond with or have heard of or have worked with in the past, or have you just not found your person yet?
Or estheticians?
Or, dermatologist or...
You know what? I don't have a dermatologist. I've never really had to go to one, but I mean, I probably should find one. Sometimes I do. I mean, I should for my eczema, I should find one. I'm a Googler. Whenever I see anything on my skin, I look up stuff and I'm like, I like to look up like home remedies. Like, okay, what food should I eat or what? Is there like a at home, you know, hack that I can do or whatever? But it's so no dermatologists, estheticians. Yeah, I definitely Maison Demely on Melrose in LA is definitely a go to, and they do the facials. And I've actually had they gave me a cool peel on my skin a couple months ago. It's supposed to like restore collagen and whatnot. So I mean, I really love the results. I mean, my skin is like more glowy and bouncy. So I definitely want to I think I might go another round and do another session of those. But yeah, it's definitely, plus I mean, and it's a spa too, so it's just fun to go have some coffee and get a facial. And you know, sometimes I'll call a girlfriend and we'll go together and just kind of make a day of it. So it's a fun little outing, but it's also, you know, it's helping my skin out. So you're getting a little bit of both.
Awesome. Excellent. Do you want to keep going or do you want to kind of stop here?
Because I know you, babe.
Okay. We'll just wrap up with this question. Okay. You think of an instance where you had to take care of a concern, whether it was skin, hair, and nails before a major event, How did you handle it?
I've been pretty lucky at not having any bad like moments for events, but also I do plan. Like whenever I had an event, it's so funny because like I will take up the entire day and I'll have like someone doing hair, someone doing makeup, and just, you know, the tricky thing is sometimes if you get your makeup, like if the makeup artist isn't available later and they're available only in the morning, you have to just sit there with that makeup all day and keep it looking fresh for the event. But I mean, I haven't had anything really major happen in that aspect. I just, you know, again, I try to, whenever I have events, I just try to plan and just stay on top of the skin routine. And whenever I get opportunities to, whatever it's a red carpet or event or anything like that, I'm pretty much ready to go. So I've been, knock on wood, I haven't had anything really bad on those days. So I've been pretty lucky.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much, Erica. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much. And
so much.
Catch more skincare and beauty insights next time on Skin Deep. And thank you for making it today. It's a Saturday. I really appreciate it.
Of course. No worries.
Great. Your hair is definitely very enviable.
She's getting really long.
Yeah,
I got to find something to do with her.
It looks really, really great.
Thank
and thanks
you.
For being on the show and answering all these questions and being very genuine. Your answers were really, really genuine and down to earth and something relatable for the audience.
Awesome.
And thank you for making it. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.